Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week, Crowley, Mike Tomlin, in his press conference, was talking about the communication issues on defense and how that could be, you know, kind of connected to some of the injuries they've had, at least on the back end. And I even said, Pat, last week after he did say that, while you were out, that I do believe him. I believe that that could be the case. It still shouldn't be, you know, the product on the field. There's other guys, other NFL guys on that defense that could handle the communication aspect of it, but it is difficult to probably have a back end that is so new, play well together, and understand the defense. So I was on board with what Mike Tomlin said, and I think it was evident in the game yesterday that he was correct in a way. Now, I know that there was some coverage bust, and obviously the Jordan Addison one, but it still looked like a complete defense. And I believe that Deshaun Elliott is such a component to the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. He immediately showed how impactful he was, I think, within the first 5 minutes of the game. He had a heck of a game, and he is a general back there. Even if he does play a strong safety spot, he is the general of the back end. I thought Deshaun Elliott's presence was missed. You immediately felt him as soon as the game started on defense, and he really had this defense raised to another level. I think his ability to play in the back end and to understand the defense gave Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin the ability to do a bunch of different things in the game yesterday.
Yeah, upon further review, that guy's pretty damn important, it would appear. And it's also important to have guys who played in the defense last year play. We had talked about it against the Seahawks. Every player who played in the secondary wasn't a Steeler last year. And then you throw Jabril Peppers into the fray against the Patriots the following week, and that number shot up to, what, five or six guys who played, none of whom were Steelers last year. And so Deshaun Elliott, I think, is a smart player. He's a physical player. You're right. You saw the coverage bust on the Jordan Addison long catch and run. But I thought the verbiage I had used was I thought that Kevin O'Connell was going to put this defense in a blender.
Yep.
And we just didn't see that happen. We saw the coverage breakdowns against New England. That's why that game wound up being close there at the end. One of the reasons why it wound up being close there at the end. You had one major bust in this game. That's not good enough, but it's certainly better. And I think you pinpointed the reason. I think getting Deshaun Elliott back there is massive. And I think a pass rush is also going to help your defensive backs
yes.
look a little bit better. And I just want to bring it back to your guy, Nick Herbig, again, dude, who I don't know when Alex Highsmith comes back if things go back to the way that they were. I don't know how they can. And I think you got to seriously consider if he keeps it up, and there's no reason to think he won't. I think you need to seriously consider paying this guy. And then you see if maybe you find a taker for Highsmith. Not that Highsmith's not a good player, not that he's right. not a valuable player, but Nick Herbig, he flashes special. And while Highsmith is really good, you don't see the special as much as you do with Herbig. And he was going against Christian Darrisaw, one of the best tackles in the NFL. And Darrisaw didn't have any answers for number 51.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What did you see anything different from the defensive line that got into Keanu Benton playing the way he did? Or do you think it was just him just kind of getting settled in at that position because he was flawless yesterday. He was fantastic. Now, he was getting pushed around the first couple games. He didn't look like we were calling for him to probably be benched and maybe go in sparingly and move guys around to that position. And yesterday it looked like he's been playing that position for 5 years. Did you see anything being at the stadium different from the defensive line that maybe aided to Keanu Benton playing as well as he did? Or was it just Keanu Benton saying, like, hey, like I got to have a good game, and did?
Yeah. I think the best way I try to answer it is with it one tangible, one intangible. The tangible for me is, like you had brought up earlier, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's gonna lead us to a lead. We're gonna have a lead. It's gonna be 14-3. Well, that's a couple of weeks now in a row where it's 14-3. Holy cow! And now Keanu Benton can rush the passer a little bit more, and that's what he's comfortable doing. And then you get in a rhythm rushing the passer, you get some confidence. And you've talked so much about confidence. All right, well, maybe I can do this. This is how I played as a rookie. And then the intangible is, I thought all the guys had a fire under their asses, man. And I think a lot of them mentioned it after the game. Mike Tomlin talking about the late great Dan Rooney and what this game meant. I think it's hard to be in that environment and not kind of have, like, Super Bowl feels too far, mm-hmm. but an elevated game state where this one means a little bit more just because of the feel. And I think it gave probably everybody a little bit of a boost. And I know that there's a lot of reasons to criticize Tom, and I will, but I think he probably hit on all the right notes because they came out on fire and they never relinquished the lead after it. I mean, there was some stuff that went on late that wasn't great, but they got out to that early lead, I think, in a large part because of the want to. And I think the head coach probably deserves some credit for that.
I think it was Aaron Rodgers that said that it was a Super Bowl feel atmosphere. Like the whole time that they were there, it felt like it was like a Super Bowl event. Like there were so many people and you felt like something big was happening. So I'm sure that the guys, you know, took that all in. I mean, Patrick Queen was a dog as well. He flashed a lot yesterday. A lot. I mean, shooting gaps, running sideline to sideline, in pass coverage, you know, dropping into his right zone and not letting anybody, you know, get past him or get you know, run a good route on him. I mean, he really, really played at a high level. 11 tackles on the day yesterday. Patrick Queen looked the part yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like too, right? Him and Anderson attacking downhill. And you know that they're both good coverage guys, particularly Wilson, when they're going to the right spot whenever they're communicating. So maybe it's full circle here. Maybe Deshaun Elliott being back there, just being familiar with where everyone else is going to be can help them. But I thought, you're right, I thought he was super aggressive and he was really reacting, it felt like, a tick quicker than he had been. Like that, to me, that was, and I'm not saying this is who he is, that's the most Shazier-like that he's looked as a Steeler. Knifing into the backfield, blowing stuff up, just a factor all day long.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.